Mind your speed, West Nipissing, because community safety zones are coming, and speeding fines will double in those designated zones. There may be more to come. Elizabeth Henning, the municipality's director of infrastructure, noted, these zones would be designed to prioritize pedestrian safety in high-traffic areas near schools, parks and other places frequented by vulnerable groups. Council discussed the issue in December 2024. Henning recently brought forward a list of possible sites that would benefit from community safety zones, most of which are in school zones. See, it may be time for community safety zones. Fines increased. The school zone near École Élémentaire Catholique La Résurrection is on the list, as is Corsall Road between John and Ethel Streets to encompass Our Lady of Sorrows separate school and West Nipissing General Hospital. Community safety zones will appear on Ethel Street between Corsall Road and Main Street to cover White Woods Public School, Northern Secondary School, École Secondaire Publique Nipissing West, École Élémentaire Catholique St. Joseph, and École Secondaire Catholique Franco site. Signs will also appear on Michaud Street between John Street and Ethel Street to accommodate West Nipissing Child Care Corporation and École Élémentaire Catholique St. Joseph. Finally, the school zone at École Élémentaire Catholique St. Marguerite de Youville in Verner will also become a community safety zone. Henning noted, these areas likely have the highest opportunities for speeding. Councillor George Ferrand agreed. However, I think we're overlooking some other problems in our rural towns. Particularly, Ferrand pointed out Highway 64, where the speed limit goes to 50 from 80, through the towns of Field, Verner, and Levine. Ferrand said this change in speed creates a greater risk for serious accidents. It's a well-known fact that people are driving through Levine without even slowing down. As these are provincial highways, the municipality cannot create community safety zones on them with a bylaw. The municipality must apply to the Solicitor General with that request. I think we should look into the process, Ferrand said, and do it for those Highway 64 communities as well. Mayor Kathleen Thorne-Rashan agreed, adding, the speeding is worrisome in those areas, especially in summer. Let's move forward with what we have here, and if we can make the moves to address those three areas as well, I think it would be very meaningful for the residents in those communities. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.